The two reports arrived a day apart and pointed in different directions. On August 25th, Pro Football Network reported that Kenneth Walker was dealing with a foot injury of unannounced severity, his availability for the opener against Denver uncertain. The next day, Andy Reid described something smaller. "His shoe has been causing some swelling on his ankle. We're trying to get that down. He's going to be okay," per Charles Goldman at A to Z Sports. "Equipment trouble, in the coach's telling, not a real injury." Walker was held out of Wednesday's practice and was not wearing a boot or brace, per Andrew Peters at Bleacher Report. Both accounts stand as reported. A foot issue on Tuesday's sourcing, ankle swelling on the coaches. What matters is that no practice reporting on Walker surfaced after that Wednesday, so Reed's reassurance is the most recent word, and a coach's, "he's going to be okay," is a characterization, not a clearance. Cut day answered the other half of his week. Walker made the initial 53 as one of exactly three running backs, alongside Brashard Smith and rookie Emmett Johnson, per Matt McMullen at Chiefs.com. Amari Demarcado, the back Pro Football Network's depth chart had penciled in second on August 25th, was waived, per the Chiefs' transaction announcement at Chiefs.com, and then claimed by the Dallas Cowboys, per Jordan Foote at Sports Illustrated's Chiefs site. A three-man room cuts both ways for the lead back. Fewer bodies competing for touches, and no veteran insurance behind him if the ankle lingers. He did not play Friday's finale, a 9-9 tie with Seattle that rookie quarterback Garrett Nussmeier played wire-to-wire with the reserves, per McMullen. So the answer to what we watched for is in. His preseason was banked at one series in Tampa, and the backfield came out of the cutdown three deep. The fantasy argument around him sharpened this week too. BJ Rudell at Touchdown Wire argued Walker is overhyped on durability and touch competition grounds. For the record, our verified numbers have his 2025 season in Seattle at 221 carries for 1,027 yards and 5 touchdowns across 17 games, with 31 catches on top. Back in June, we called Walker a bet on situation more than on last season. A paid-for-lead role in a better offense. Ungradable until it shows up against real defenses. That bet survives cut day exactly as ungradable as before. One August series, zero further snaps, and now an ankle to keep an eye on. We'll check back as the opener comes into focus. Data via NFL Verse.